Earlier this summer, news broke that the Francistown Village Store, a 203-year-old institution in that small Monadnock town, would be closing. It made headlines in New Hampshire, but also caught the eye of the Wall Street Journal. Well, it turns out all that publicity may help save the Village Store. Sarah Hibbard-Pyle joins me now to explain. She's a realtor, member of the Francistown Historical Society, and editor of the Francistown News. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Not to worry.
After that story appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the town offices, I guess, got an interesting phone call.
They sure did. Yeah, Jamie Pike, our town administrator, literally picked up the phone one day, and there was a gentleman. He introduced himself and said, "Can you tell me the name of the bank that holds the mortgage?" And Jamie wasn't sure why the gentleman was calling, and gave him the name and contact information. And then the next thing he heard was the guy calling back and saying, "My plan is buy the property from the bank, pay the back taxes, and donate it to either the town or the Historical Society." His preference, as it turned out, was the Historical Society. And as it turned out, it worked best for us, too.
And does this gentleman who wishes to remain anonymous have any ties to the town?
None at all. He just, I think, was enchanted by the story and by the sense he had of how much the store means to Francistown.
Does the Historical Society hope to sort of take it over and run it as a nonprofit?
We've just begun the "what do we do with this" gift process. It will. It can't be run as a nonprofit and be a store, because a store is a profit-making thing. Can we do? I mean, by the Historical Society, could it be a cooperative? Absolutely. Could it be a privately held corporation? Absolutely. There's all sorts of different business models that we're looking at. And, you know, there's a number of stores in New Hampshire and Vermont that have gone through this kind of crisis that we're looking to model ourselves after, or at least to learn from, so that we can determine what's best for Francistown.
And Francistown has about 1,500 residents. Is there enough population? About that, yes. Is there enough population there to sustain the store?
Well, it has been sustained for many years, and I think the question is, and all, I mean, Francistown is not alone in this, in finding that the village stores are challenged. The question is, what can we do to be sustainable? And I think over the next couple of months, we're going to hope to answer that.
So what would it mean for the town to get this store back up and running?
It's the center of our community. It's our heart. It's where we go to meet each other. It's what a village store is to all of our small communities in New Hampshire. It's our neighborhood, and so that's what it means. And it's been just the month that it's not there. I think there's so many of us who didn't realize how much it mattered to the heart of Francistown to have that store there. And it feels naked now. It feels like the body doesn't have a heart anymore. I don't know how to better to put it, but it's important to our community. It's a center for our community, and it's important that we bring it back.
Sarah Hibbard-Pyle is the editor of the Francistown News. Sarah, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome, Peter.